Hey, Regen, my name is Dave. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from PTSD, pornography, and abusing alcohol. It's great to be with you tonight. It's a special night. If you're here for the first time, I'm really glad you're here. Some of us are here for the last time tonight. We actually have a group commencing tonight, a men's group, and that's an exciting thing. Way to go, guys. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Sometimes when we look at the scripture, it's Jesus who asks the hard questions. Then other times, people ask hard questions of him. Tonight, Jesus is going to ask a man a question that I think has everything to do with where we are in our recovery. If you have a Bible, let me invite you to turn to John chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 1 through 9. John 5, 1 through 9. Listen to this story. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roof colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man who had been an invalid for 38 years was there. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he'd already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. A couple things I want to point out here. I love the fact that every time we see Jesus in the gospel, he's surrounding himself with those who need him the most. I hope that encourages you tonight. If you're here tonight and you are feeling hopeless, you're in despair, you're desperately needing the attention of Jesus, let me tell you, you already have it. Jesus loves to walk among those who need him the most. And Jesus comes to this place, a place of healing. Bethesda means house of mercy. Jesus comes to this pool, and there's many people there that are in very difficult circumstances, suffering physically. In particular, there's one man who has been an invalid for 38 years. And Jesus looks at this man, and he asks him a powerful question. It's the question I want you to think through tonight from Jesus. And the question is simply, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Most literally, what Jesus is saying is, do you want to be whole? That's the question for you tonight. That's the question for me tonight. That's collectively the question for us tonight. Do we want to be made whole? Jesus is asking that right here, right now, tonight. I love the man's response because it's kind of a yes, but answer. The man says, in not so many words, "I am willing, but I am not able." He says, I want to be healed, but I can't really make my way down to the water. Remember, he's an invalid. The water would be stirred up, according to tradition, by an angel, and people would make their way into the water, and those who got there first were healed. And this man is saying, I would like to go down, but I don't have anybody to help me. And even if I begin to make my way down, someone cuts in line and cuts me off, and they get there in front of me. In other words, what this man is saying is, yes, Jesus, I want to be healed. I want to be whole. I want to be better. I want to be full, yet I can't do it myself. Is that where you are tonight? Is that the cry of your heart? The answer to Jesus' question, do you want to be healed, is yes, I do, Jesus, but I need help. I have no one to help me. I can't do it myself. I've tried for a long time to do it myself, and it's not working out. Please, Jesus, would you help me? Don't you love stories with happy endings? I love what Jesus said to him. This actually sounds harsh. Jesus says to this man who's been an invalid for 38 years, he simply says to him, "Get up, take up your bed." That was the mat he was laying on. "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." I want you to pay attention to this sequence because it's so important. This is the sequence we see over and over and over in the Bible. Jesus gives this man a command, but I want you to see the way that this plays out. Look with me, if you will, again at verse 9. And at once the man was what? Healed. And he took up his bed and walked. Let me ask you this question. What came first, the healing or the walking? The healing. Jesus gives mercy, and the mercy that Jesus gives in the form of healing is what enables this man to take his first step. Before this man begins to obey Jesus' commandment, he must receive first from Jesus' compassion. First comes the grace, then comes the obedience. First comes the love of God, then comes the life transformation. Do you understand the pattern that's here? The question Jesus has for all of us tonight is simply this: do you want to be healed? And if the answer in your heart tonight is, yes, Jesus, I want it more than anything else, would you receive his grace? Would you receive his mercy? The way we do that is by faith. Will you trust him? And then as you trust him, will you take that next step? I don't know what that looks like for you. Will you trust in his grace, in his mercy, in his compassion? He loves you. He is for you. He's willing to free you from the sin that renders you as a spiritual invalid. He's totally willing and capable of doing that. Will you trust him? Will you trust him to take that next step? Maybe for you tonight, that next step is simply trust. I trust you, Jesus. I'm tired of doing it my way. Maybe for you, it's confession. Maybe to trust and receive the grace of Jesus tonight means, as you go to small group here in just a minute, it's time to be completely clean. It's time to put all your cards on the table. It's time to confess those things that you don't feel great about. And that's your next step of faith. For those others, perhaps it's repentance. Maybe it's following Jesus. Maybe for you tonight, it's forgiveness. It's trusting the mercy and goodness and grace of Jesus so that you can take up your bed and walk, which practically for you means to forgive someone who's done something horrible to you. Maybe for others it means amends. Whatever it means for you, the question Jesus asks us all tonight is this: do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? He is ready and willing to pour out his grace upon you so that you might step out in obedience. Will you do that? Will you take the next step of faith tonight?